follow her. You must invade.
Certainly, but how?
You must invade Borogravia. In the name of sanity, you must go home. The winter is coming. The trusting animals are not fed. Old men die of cold. Women mourn. The country corrodes. Fight Nuggan, because he is nothing now, nothing but the poisonous echo of all your ignorance and pettiness and malicious stupidity. Find yourself a worthier god, and let me go. All those prayers, all those entreaties to me. Too many hands clasped that could more gainfully answer your prayers by effort and resolve. And what was I? Just a rather stupid woman when I was alive. But you believed I watched over you and listened to you, and so I had to. I had to listen, knowing that there was no help. I wish people would not be so careless about what they believe. Go! Invade the one place you've never conquered. And these women will help. Be proud of them. And lest you think to twist my meaning, lest you doubt, let me, as I leave, return to you this gift. Remember, a kiss, a kiss, a kiss, a kiss, return to you, kiss. Remember.
As one woman, as one man, the crowd in the room reached up hesitantly to their left cheek, and Wazza folded up very gently, collapsing like a sigh. Frock was the first to speak.
"This is... I think we need to..."
She faltered into silence. Jackram got to his feet, brushed the dust off his shako, placed it on his head and saluted.
"Permission to speak, sir,"
he said.
"Oh, good heavens, Jackram," said Frock distractedly. "At a time like this..." "Yes, yes. What are your orders, sir?"
"Orders?" Frock blinked and looked around.
"Orders? Orders? Yes, well... I am the commander. I can request a... yes, I can request a truce, sergeant." "That's Sergeant Major, sir," said Jackram. "Right you are, sir. I'll organise a runner to go to the Alliance." "I suppose a white flag would be..."
"Good as done, sir. Leave it to me," said Jackram, radiating efficiency.
"Yes, of course. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, some of the things said here, the whole issue of women joining as women, obviously..."
Frock raised her hand to her cheek again in a kind of wonderment.
"They are welcome. I salute them. But for those of us that went before, perhaps it is not... not yet the time, you understand?"
"What?" said Polly.
"Lips sealed, sir," said Jackram. "You can leave it all to me, sir. Captain Blouse's squad, attention! You will obtain uniforms. You can't go around still dressed as washerwomen, oh dear me!"
"We are soldiers," said Polly.
"Of course you are. Otherwise I wouldn't be shouting at you, you horrible little woman. The world's turned upside down. It's a bit more important than you right now, eh? You've got what you're after, right? Now get hold of a uniform, find yourself a shako, and wipe your face, at least. You are taking the official truce to the enemy."
"Me, Sarge?" said Polly.
"Right. Just as soon as the officers have done the official letter," Jackram turned. "Tonka, Lofty, see what you can find for Perks to wear. Perks, don't be cowed and bull yourself up. The rest of you, hurry up and wait."
"Sergeant Jack... Sergeant Major," said Blouse.
"Yes, sir."
"I'm not a captain, you know."
"Are you not?" said Jackram, grinning. "Well, leave it to Jackram, sir. We shall see what the day brings, eh? Minor point, sir. I should lose the dress if I were you."
End of CD 9.